exciting story of the Cisco Kid. Men of all races roamed the vast area of the Old Southwest and composed one of the most picturesque conglomerations of nationalities ever to be in one territory. Many a bizarre tale has been handed down to us from the Old Southwest of the 1870s, but none more amazing than the story of the Valley of Hunted Men. Now, as our story opens, it is early evening. The Cisco Kid and Pancho are riding toward the frontier town of Longhorn Mesa.
Oh, it's a beautiful still night, Pancho.
Yes, Cisco. Pancho also thinks it's dark.
It's the sort of night that one might see anywhere in the world.
Cisco been all over the world?
Well, most of the world, amigo. Mm. My father believed that travel was the best education, so I traveled. Sometimes in many odd, out-of-the-way places. The Persian Gulf, the Willow Gorge of Australia, and many, many others.
Why we now travel to Longhorn Mesa, Cisco?
Oh, to renew our acquaintance with the sheriff.
That loco, Cisco, what else?
Well, perhaps to see how much the town has grown since we were last there.
Yeah. What else?
I do not think of anything else at the moment.
Pancho seems to remember a blue-eyed senorita, no?
Oh, si. Now that you mention it, Pancho, I also seem to remember a senorita. Let me think. Could the name be Senorita Nolan?
Cisco know very well the name is Senorita Nolan. And Cisco got the memory like the... Cisco.
Well, perhaps it is so, Pancho. Come, I do not like to ride so slowly. Let us get to the town. Up there.
Yeah. Look, logo, ride fast. Go to the town. Go now.
There's the sheriff's office, Pancho, and there is the sheriff himself sitting on the bench outside.
What kind of a sheriff are you, sitting here and doing nothing?
If it's any of your business, I... Well, Cisco!
Ah, it's a pleasure, Sheriff.
And Pancho!
Buenas noches, Sheriff.
Well, dog my cats if I ain't glad to see you two hombres again. Sit down.
Gracias.
Excuse, Senor.
Hey, Pancho?
Pancho see a senor down the street what look like Pancho's cousin-in-law, Porfirio. Pancho go see.
All right, Pancho. Well, how are things going for you, Senor Sheriff?
Oh, not bad, Cisco. For the most part, folks in this town are pretty law-abiding.
Well, that is good. I suppose most of the same people are still here.
Yes, most of them.
The Senorita Nolan, she is still here?
I was just going to speak about her, Cisco.
Oh?
Martha Nolan dropped out of sight mighty sudden a couple of months ago. Pretty near everybody in the county was out looking for her, but nobody ever found a trace of her.
I'm very sorry to hear that, Senor Sheriff. Do you think she left of her own free will?
No, we don't know. She didn't leave any note for her father, and near as we can make out, she didn't take none of her belongings with her.
Well, when was she last seen?
Well, early one afternoon, she saddled up her horse and took a ride out of town. Went alone. Southeast of town. Just never come back again.
That's very strange.
Oh.
I would like to know more about these things, Sheriff.
Well, there's nothing more to tell, Cisco. Just a second. Howdy, Mr. McFinn.
Good evening, Sheriff. I'm arranging to have $1,000 in deposit to your account at the bank in the morning.
What? $1,000?
Yes.
But, Mr. Micklin, I don't know what for. I ain't done anything to earn that money.
Let me decide that, Sheriff.
But I only arranged for a bunch of men to go out to your place and fence in your northern boundary for you. I didn't even go out myself.
Nevertheless, I appreciate it. The money will be on deposit for you. You need have no hesitation in accepting it. It involves no conflict with your official duties.
Well, I'm sure much obliged, Mr. Micklin.
Quite all right. And this gentleman here, have I met him?
I think not, Señor.
Oh, excuse me, I'm forgetting my manners. Mr. Micklin, shake hands with the Cisco Kid.
I believe I've heard that name. The honor is mine, Cisco.
Gracias. I, too, am honored, Señor Micklin. You are perhaps a recent arrival to this part of the country?
Comparatively. Only 2 years.
Oh, we heard about Mr. Micklin a long time before he got here, Cisco. He owns some 30,000 acres, 20 miles out. And you'd ought to see the big stone mansion he's got. Took 2 years to build.
So? It sounds very fine.
I'm afraid I'm cursed with too much money, Cisco. The more one has, the less zest there is to life. Unless one makes one's own zest. Do either of you gentlemen have the time? Stupidly, I left my watch back at the castle.
I am sorry, Senor. I have not.
Well, there's a clock in my office. I'll go see.
Well, don't bother, Sheriff. I'll glance in through the window. Just 8 o'clock. Well, thank you. I bid you good night, gentlemen.
Good night, Mr. Micklin.
Adios, senor.
Well, what do you know about that?
Quite remarkable, senor sheriff. There being no light in your office.
And that clock's clear across the room. You couldn't possibly see it from out here.
Suppose we go in and see what the clock says.
Let's do that.
Hey.
Yeah, I'll strike a light here and I... Blast these old Lucifer matches. Somebody palmed off a bunch of them on our storekeeper, and they ain't worth a plugged nickel.
Well, here, give me some, Senor Sheriff. I will try my luck.
Here's a hand.
No, 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 no. It's not so many. Well, gracias. There you are, the first one.
Good. Let's light the lamp here.
See?
Now we can see something.
Just about 1 minute after 8 o'clock.
Cisco.
See?
It's not my cousin-in-law, Porfirio, but it's got to be Porfirio's twin brother. We go now to the cafe?
In a few moments, Pancho. Sheriff, how well do you know this, Señor Micklin?
Not very well, Cisco. I was out to his place once. Kind of hinted I'd like to look it over, but I guess Mr. Micklin didn't hear me. You'd ought to see it, Cisco.
Perhaps Pancho and I will ride out that way a little later. You say it is about 20 miles out, Señor Sheriff?
Just about.
In which direction?
Southeast.
So, it's still the night, and Pancho and Cisco still arrive. But Cisco...
Si, Pancho.
No, Pancho, not understand how the Senorita Nolan could just disappear.
Well, of course, it is a big country, amigo, but even so, I agree with you. The Senorita could not easily disappear unless she were given some help, some unwanted help.
Do Cisco suspect the Senor what sees clocks in the dark?
I have no reason to suspect him just for that alone. There are those who can see better in the dark than can others. Mm-hmm. There are also ways of making oneself see better in the dark.
How that?
Well, there's a certain plant that grows in the desert in South Africa.
In South Africa in Arizona?
No. South Africa is not in Arizona, Pancho. Now, as I was saying...
As you were saying...
These plants, boiled in some water, gives off a liquid which, when you drink it, makes you see much better at night.
Cisco thinks Senor Micklin drink that liquid?
Well, that I do not know. Mm-hmm. It is possible. But I do know that any man who would give a sheriff $1,000, as Senor Micklin did, obviously wants to have the sheriff on his side.
Yeah.
Which means that he must have something to cover up.
Uh-huh.
So I wish to know more about this Senor Micklin than...
Oh, look.
I thought I heard someone come this way, Pancho.
All right, Cisco.
Do not let stop like a horse.
No.
It may have come from within the Senor ranch land. We must be quite close to it by now. Hey, listen, Pancho. Listen. You hear that?
Si, Pancho hear it.
Hold on. All right, now, do not be afraid.
Pancho, not like that sound.
Cisco. Wait. It's coming this way. Look, Pancho. Huh? Now you can see them.
Madre mia, what kind of singers they are. So small.
One of them wishes to speak.
Me, homie. Me have word.
You may say the word.
Man come, master say. Me, Bome.
Who is Master Bome?
Master, me alone. Man no?
Man no, Bome. Master is Micklin.
Aye, me alone. Aye.
Cisco, what he do with his hands?
He's making the motions of eating, Pancho. I think it's a friendly gesture.
Oh, he wants Pancho to eat.
Pancho, these men are South African pygmy bushmen. I've seen them in my travels in South Africa years ago.
What they want? Did you say to eat?
See, as the guest is Señor Micklin.
Oh.
I do not understand this at all.
Pancho hungry, but Pancho just as soon not go.
I think perhaps we had better go, Pancho.
There
is something about it that gives me the creeps, but see, we will go. Bome.
Hi.
Man come, Bome.
Ah, ga. Ro, man, ora.
Up, Diablo, come on.
Logo, go now. Santo, Cisco, these little seniors, they run almost as fast as locos.
See, and you will notice, Pancho, that they have spread out in a circle to surround us. I do not like the looks of this. But now we will have to see it through because we could not get away even if we wanted to.
Why not, Cisco? We could ride them down.
See, but we could not get far alive. Can you see what each of them carries, Pancho?
Long stick.
Those long sticks, amigo, are one of the deadliest weapons known. The blowgun.
been expecting you, Cisco.
So?
I've heard a lot about you and your curiosity. I was certain my action in giving the sheriff that money would draw you out this way. Will you sit down at the table, gentlemen?
Oh, such a food, such a food as Pancho, see?
When I saw you riding toward my valley, I had my servants prepare this repast.
You are very gracious, senor. And your eyesight is exceptional.
For years it's been my whim to develop my eyes to see at night as well as in the daytime. Night is such a fascinating time, Cisco. You will now sit down. Well?
Si, senor. We sit down.
Romy.
Master?
Romy, Niglan. Your weapons, gentlemen. Romy will take them.
Pancho, keep his gun, senor.
Si, I think we do.
The wearing of weapons is hardly in keeping with the hospitality I'm offering, Cisco. However, if you prefer...
Since you put it that way, senor, I have no alternative. Here, Bomi. Pancho.
See, here, Bomi.
Oh, that's better, gentlemen. You will note those are strength-giving foods. I trust you both eat heartily.
Oh, Pancho will.
And Cisco...
It is most kind of the senor to be so considerate. But may I ask why you place so much stress on the strength-giving foods?
Because you will need strength and endurance to survive the hunt. If you do survive, no one has yet.
In just a moment, we'll bring you the thrilling climax of our story of the Cisco Kid.
You're listening to the Lost OTR Show on the Bear Manor Radio Network. Check out all the great books and audio at BearManorMedia.com and Waterlog with 2Ds.com. Yep.
And now, back to the Cisco Kid. In the huge stone ranch house of the mysterious Mr. Micklin, Cisco and Pancho are sitting at a table, gleaming with silver and spotless linen and laden with the choicest of foods, listening with unbelieving ears to the quiet, sinister words of Micklin.
Yes, those bushmen whom I had shipped over several years ago are part of my, sporting equipment. They're my pack of hounds.
Madre mia.
And you send out and capture men?
Yes.
And then turn the men loose to be hunted down by those bushmen?
Yes. You will be turned loose in 1 hour before dawn. You'll be given a 10-minute start.
That is indeed very generous of you, senor.
I think it is. Then the pack is turned loose. Of course, if you have the slight advantage of being able to see in the dark as they do. But, however, you can avoid them until dawn. Then I call them off the hunt.
And after that?
I resume the hunt myself with a rifle.
Fine, you'd rather be somewhere else right now, anywhere else.
Well, Senor Micklin, if you think that Pancho and I are going to be hunted down in such a fashion, you are greatly mistaken. Come, Pancho, we go.
See.
Wait. Look up at the balcony of this room, gentlemen.
Oh, I see.
Cisco, they got the long sticks up there.
Yes, they do. And death from a blowgun poison is not pleasant. If you try to get away now, you haven't a chance.
See. We will wait.
That's very sensible. You will rejoin me at the table?
No. Pancho no longer hungry.
Since the Senor Micklin is so generous, perhaps there would be a basement room where Pancho and I could rest.
I shall be happy to accommodate you.
Bobby. Bobby here.
Bobby, show these gentlemen to their room. Ro, Moro.
Aye, Master.
Follow Bobby. Rest well, gentlemen. The hour of the chase is close at hand.
Cisco, this basement's just another jail.
See, I thought it might be. Now, if the Senorita Nolan is a prisoner, she could be in one of these cells.
Cisco, Pancho, not like this. We got to get out of here.
I do not like it either, but we cannot get out now.
Huh?
Now, let me see.
Uh-huh.
There is this cell we are in, Pancho.
Yes.
There is a cell on either side of us. Wait.
What?
Something is moving in the next cell. That one.
What it is?
It is someone just rousing from sleep. Yeah.
See, it is someone.
Huh? What is this?
Santo, the senorita.
It seems we are neighbors of yours, senorita.
Oh, I thought I dreamed. I fell asleep.
Senorita Nolan.
You know my name.
But of course I know your name. I can see your face now in what little light there is. I am the Cisco Kid.
The Cisco Kid. And Pancho.
Si, senorita.
Oh, it's wonderful to see you, Cisco. But that madman, he'll kill you both.
Many men have tried to kill us before now, and as yet none has succeeded.
He'll hunt you down with those little fiends of his. 4 men have gone out since I've been here. Not one of them escaped.
Cisco, what do we do?
Wait, Pancho, wait. Let us hear the senorita's story. Why are you here?
Well, one afternoon I started out to take a ride, and before I realized it, I was close to this place. Those little men came out and surrounded me and made me go with them. And Micklin has kept me here ever since. He keeps asking me to marry him. I won't. I won't marry him.
So that is the way it is.
You've got to get me out of here, Cisco. If I stay another day, I'll go out of my mind.
You may be sure we will do all we can, senorita.
That's why we're here, senorita. Cisco learned you disappeared. He scowled just like my cousin-in-law, Porfirio. And he make Pancho start right out then, in the dark.
I feel better now you're both here.
We are glad that you do, senorita. And perhaps you can help us. Quickly, senorita, tell us everything you can about these rancho.
Out this way, gentlemen. You'll kindly walk ahead of me.
Cisco, what did I hear?
I do not know exactly, Pancho, but
that is my pack of hounds. They're eager for the chase. We will start from this point outside the house. Bonnie, make them stop that noise.
Aye, master.
Go on! Papa!
You may start any time, gentlemen, and you have 30,000 acres in which to make your escape.
They can see in the dark, and we cannot.
True.
They have weapons, and we have not.
Also true. But if you can escape them until dawn, then you will have only me and my rifle to escape. If not, adios, gentlemen. We will not see each other again.
Senor Micklin, I think we will see each other again, although it would be better for you if we did not. Come, Pancho, we go. This way, Pancho. Pancho, where are you?
Pancho, over here, Cisco. And Pancho, no cat. Can see almost nothing.
Well, follow me, Pancho, over here.
Huh?
We've just come out of the light. We'll be able to see a little better presently.
Is Cisco know where to go?
Well, me, the senorita Nolan directed us, amigo. I'm trying to follow this path. Cut
off the path and bumped into a tree. Pancho bumped into Cisco.
Right here. Ah, here's the trail again. Huh? He said this path leads up to the higher ground, Pancho, and that's where we want to be.
Why we want to be there, Cisco? Will not the little senor come there, too?
Si, but the senorita said there are big rocks up there.
Oh, si. We throw rocks at the little senor.
No. We do not throw rocks at them, Pancho. We could not see them enough to throw rocks.
And why we got to go where there is rocks?
Oh, I have not the breath to explain right now, Pancho. But come, let us go faster.
Pancho, not can go much faster.
Oh, we must go faster. We must get there in time to prepare for them.
See, like you say, Cisco, but how they know which way to go to find us?
Pancho, those little bushmen can trail anything.
See?
Anything, Pancho. A leaf overturned here, a stone misplaced there. It means something to them.
Cisco know everything.
No. Cisco does not know everything, amigo. Or even a small part of everything. No, but we were there.
Oh, what did Cisco do?
Oh, I ran into a rock, Pancho. We must be getting up to where the big rocks are.
Yeah, we're almost to the top of the hill, Cisco. Near the skyline.
That is good. We'll go over the top of the hill and stop on the other side. So that when the little men appear, we will see them on the skyline.
Yeah.
There. Oh, at last we're on top of the hill, Pancho.
Pancho, let you rest a minute, Cisco.
Si, but not for long.
Do you think they start yet, Cisco?
It's not yet 10 minutes. But who could expect such a madman to be on over by the time?
Uh-huh.
Oh, come, Pancho, quickly. Over the brow of the hill. Can you hear the spoke of a small spring of water here? Look for it, Pancho.
Pancho, not thirsty, even if his mouth is dry.
I do not want it to drink. Quickly, help me find the spring.
Easy. Pancho, help. It's not here. It's not there.
Yeah. Over this way.
Huh?
I found it. Uh-huh. Now, come over here. Uh-huh. Now, Pancho, hold out your hands. Uh-huh. Take a couple of them. Uh-huh. Yeah, that is good. Now hold them, my son.
What's Cisco going to do?
These matches the sheriff gave me, I still have them.
Huh?
I will break off the heads. Now, do not lose one of them out of your hands, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco, you think they're coming yet?
Probably, Pancho. They can move very quietly.
Mm-hmm.
Here, I'll sprinkle a little water on those match heads.
Pancho, think it's no time to play games.
This is a game for our lives, amigo.
But these matches, they can be...
I'm washing them into a paste with the water.
Mm-hmm.
Their own matches, as much phosphorus in them. These bushmen are very superstitious, Pancho. Yeah, now, you see the phosphorus glow in the dark?
See. Cisco, I hear them.
See, I hear them too, Pancho. Now I'll make the outline of this skull on this rock so they will see it when they come over the top of the hill. Mm-hmm. There.
Cisco.
Yeah.
Cisco, they're almost here.
This skull is nearly done. There. Now, does not that look lifelike, Pancho?
It looks death-like to Pancho.
Oh, your word is better than mine, Pancho. Now, here. Huh? You draw the same outline on my face with the rest of the phosphorus.
Pancho, try. There. Oh, Cisco, you look like something to frighten anybody.
Bueno. Now get down behind these big rocks here, Pancho. All we can do now is wait.
Madre mía.
When they come over the top of the hill, they will see the skull.
Cisco, they stop. They're afraid of it.
Si. Now I will walk up towards them with this phosphorus on my face.
So... Cisco, look at them run.
Say, Pancho. I think we will have no more trouble with them. Listen.
Huh?
There's a horse approaching, Pancho.
From the same direction, amigo?
No.
No?
The opposite direction.
Uh-huh.
Coming right up this trail.
Oh?
Oh, I think I know.
What?
Micklin would try to circle around and drive us back.
Uh-huh.
Down, Pancho. Down behind that rock.
Easy.
When he rides by, you jump from that side. I will jump from this.
Pancho, jump.
Now, get up.
Jump, Pancho! Cisco! I'm going to kill you. You are going to kill nobody. Bravo, Cisco. We got him.
We both hit him at once, Pancho. Now, cut some rope from the saddle horn and tie his hands behind his back.
Huh?
I will take the rifle. When he recovers consciousness, we will take him to the house.
Cisco, these little senors.
We will tell this hombre to give the orders and that if he makes one false move, we will shoot him down in his tracks.
And Pancho, almost hope he make one false move.
We will let the law deal with him, amigo. Throw some water on his face. We must hurry and set free the Senorita Nolan. Oh, it was a terrible experience for you, Senorita.
Those fiendish little men and that frightful Micklin. I shudder whenever I think of them.
They will trouble you no more. The law took care of Micklin very well indeed with a rope. And the little men will be sent back to their native land.
Let's not talk about it.
No, let us not. Let us talk about you.
But I'm not very
interested.
Oh,
indeed you are, Senorita. Also very beautiful.
Do you really think I am, Cisco?
I would not say so unless I meant it.
I'm not so sure, Cisco. I think you say that to a lot of girls.
No. Just the one at a time.
Oh, I see. So that makes it all right.
All joking aside, Senorita, it's been very nice to see you again, and I will look forward to our next meeting.
You're leaving now, Cisco?
Si, so. Adios.
But is that how you're going to say goodbye?
It is not how I want to say goodbye.
Well, then, how do you?
Like this. I take you in my arms, like this. I look into your eyes like this.
Yes?
And then... Senorita.
Oh, Cisco, why'd you never come out of that house? Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Tomorrow, Pancho must get the shave.
That's a good idea, amigo. We will stop in Boulder Canyon and get shaved.
Pancho know a senor in Boulder Canyon which shave 20 times a day.
How many times, Pancho?
We shave 20 times a day, Cisco. And sometimes more than this.
Oh, but that is impossible, amigo. No man could shave 20 or more times a day.
This senor do.
Is he loco?
No, he the barber.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
Go,
so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.